Some people think Civil War medicine involved a saw and a patient biting a bullet to ease the pain. The real story is found here. It's today's feature on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
George Wunderlich says people often don't appreciate the medical care soldiers received during the Civil War. He encounters many myths about medicine at the time.
Probably the biggest one is they didn't have anesthesia. They absolutely did. And the vast majority of men received anesthesia for their wounds. More importantly, though, we actually have accounts of doctors that say we ran out of anesthesia, so we stopped operating. So this idea, well, if we ran out, we'll just give the guy whiskey and cut his leg off. That kind of inhumane, barbaric medicine simply doesn't match the historical record. Not at all.
The Civil War was a time of great advances in medicine and medical training. For instance, when the war began, the nursing corps was often made up of poor recruits.
The old Army method was nurses were primarily recovering soldiers. Well, recovering soldiers make lousy nurses, to be very frank. They're not good at it. They're not really motivated. And here's the problem. By the time they get really good at it, now they're ready to go back to the unit and you lose all their experience.
While doctors in the Civil War era did not understand what is commonplace today, they knew much more than most people give them credit.
They understood that the longer the patient was open to the air, the greater chance that the patient was going to gain an infection, especially when you're working in there. The best way to prevent the infection, the best way especially to prevent infections, is to get the limb off. We think of it backwards. We think of it as they didn't know any other way to do it, so they just cut off arms and legs and cost people their lives. We need to reverse the thinking. They knew exactly what they were up against, and they knew that amputation was the best way to save the life.
The story of medicine during the war is shared at the National Museum of Civil War Medicine. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Frederick, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCrae.